The music of Richard Rodgers is playing on Broadway again, a revival of Oklahoma, Rodgers' very first collaboration with lyricist Oscar Hammerstein. In this centennial year of Rodgers' birth, some of the musicals he and Hammerstein created, Carousel, South Pacific, King and I, and Sound of Music, are celebrated on a new CD by singer Bernadette Peters. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
Bernadette Peters grew up in Queens, New York, in the golden age of Broadway musicals. So Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote songs she's always known, or at least thought she did.
You know, when something is so beautiful and there, you take it for granted. And I think this music has been taken for granted, I did anyway, for a while. You think, oh yeah, Some Enchanted Evening in Ezio Pinza and blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, when I started to take the words and take them apart of what the songs were meaning, I connected so strongly to each one.
Bernadette Peters was born in 1948, 5 years after Oklahoma opened. Her father, a truck driver, and her mother, a homemaker, loved Rodgers and Hammerstein and owned all the cast albums.
One Saturday morning when my parents were asleep, I invaded the record collection and I got it out, the cover that was always so beautiful to me and intriguing to me, of Carousel. I put the first record on and I was just like transported. I love that show.
Well, some of this music would really have been written for you if you had been born at a different time. Unfortunately, you were only 3 years old when Carousel opened. But
yes.
When you sing Mr. Snow, it fits you like a glove.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottomed boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round-bottomed boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish.
I read that you always want to have some kind of a personal connection to the music that you record. And I wonder, what's your connection to something like It Might As Well Be Spring? And that came from State Fair.
I used to sing that in my singing lessons when I was 17. And I thought I didn't want to put that on the album because I had already done that song. But when I went back to it, I found myself relating to it in a whole different way.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring?
Did you, Bernadette Peters, ever meet either one of them? Oscar Hammerstein died in 1960 and Rodgers in 1979.
No, I never have. But I remember as a little girl, I must have been auditioning for Sound of Music because he came through the hallway and I remember seeing him.
This is Rodgers?
Yes.
And were you thrilled?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, you know, to see the man behind the music, the person that you only saw their name and only heard their music. It's so exciting.
Talk a bit about singing the music of Richard Rodgers. You're so established as a singer of Stephen Sondheim, and Sondheim just known for his wickedly difficult rhythms and what he insists that the voice do to make these musical jumps and leaps.
Artists are bizarre, fixed, cold. That's you, George, you're fixed, cold. I like that in a man, fixed. Cold, God, it's hot out here. Well, there are worse things than staring at the water on a Sunday.
That's Sondheim, very different from what you do with Rodgers.
But you know, for me, I'm always thinking about looking for what the song is saying. I'm always looking at the lyric and the intent. So what Steve Sondheim does, he writes what the character's feeling at that moment. So he'll, if he makes something a quarter note, there's a reason why it's a quarter note, and you have to figure out why it's a quarter note, and that's fun. That's the same thing with Richard Rodgers also. He knew exactly how to make the music portray what the words were saying. Intervals with, like, get large and full of passion. So you have to have a pretty good range, I think, to sing his also.
Mm. And it's those Rodgers ballads. I remember reading once that the jazz musician Archie Shepp said it's the ballads that are the toughest, and everything you are and everything you know about music comes out when you have to perform a ballad.
Yeah, because you're exposed, you know. You need your technique, you need your emotion, you need everything. You need everything.
When the mist is low and stars are breaking through, then out of my dreams I'll go into a dream with you.
On her new CD, Bernadette Peters loves Rodgers and Hammerstein, arranged and conducted by Jonathan Tunick, the two-time Tony Award winner is singing songs that have been a beautiful part of her life forever. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.